You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, you may be hearing, by the way, the ads that are playing right now for 1819news.com. By the way, when I resource my show, and I got stacks of paper here for today's show, as a matter of fact, you can guarantee that one of the sites I go to every morning is 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com. It's named because that's the year that Alabama became a state. And 1819news.com has become like one of the go-to sources for what I would call clean news here in Alabama. You can go there, you can find the stories, and they call the balls and the strikes. Now, they have great editorial writers, too, but they keep those separate. The news stories, good, bad, indifferent, ugly, whatever the case may be, it's going to report it straight out. And I love that. There's no skew in the news. There shouldn't ever be. And 1819 News is committed to that premise. And they have now made a name for themselves already in the state. They've already been hosting gubernatorial forums, putting together videos, investigative reporting, and, oh, by the way, good, solid news about what's happening in our state and around. So listen, if you need a news source that you're tired of seeing like the AL.com skew or some of the other news sites that seem to be bought and sold, then just let me tell you right now, you might want to check out 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com. I know these folks like Right Side Radio. They are also affiliated with the Alabama Policy Institute. Good, solid news reporting. Check it out, 1819news.com. All right, I gotta tell you. Well, Copperhead, what were you saying about Will Smith? So first of all, back up. Everybody in the world right now, the slap heard around the world is Will Smith jumped to his feet, went to the stage, and just jack-slapped old Chris Rock for joking about his wife. Now, Copper, you had a theory early on that the whole thing seemed fishy, like it was staged.
That's what Twitter was arguing about last night. Is it staged? Because nobody cares about the Oscars anymore. They're boring. Nobody was talking about them. And then suddenly Will Smith slaps this guy, and all of the internet is ablaze about the Oscars and Will Smith, who they wouldn't have been talking about otherwise.
Well, I will point out, Greg Kelly, who is now with Newsmax, I believe. Greg Kelly used to be a Fox guy back in the day. Now he's a host for Newsmax. He's got a picture up on his Twitter feed right now. He posted it in the last 30 minutes. And I saw the video. It shows Will Smith just 7 seconds before he punched out Chris Rock. That he's all relaxed and happy and laughing at Rock's jokes and the yada yada. And then suddenly jumps up and goes up to the stage and does his thing. And I also will point out, too, that Variety Magazine has a tweet right now that says that the Chris Rock comedy tour has begun selling out now with its online ticket sales. So that's...
No such thing as bad publicity.
Do what?
No such thing as bad publicity. That's the saying, right?
Yeah, I think it was Governor George Wallace back in the day used to always say, as long as they spell your name right, all publicity is good publicity. But what were you you were saying something else, too. You put a message on the board.
On the ABC News, national news that came over during the break, Twitter has banned Will Smith for, quote, breaking its policy on standards. So what is this? Are they the liberal police now? Who do they think they are that they can police your actions off of Twitter?
Oh, so you're saying it's not because of something he posted on Twitter.
No,
they're
no.
saying that because they got wind of what he did
Correct.
Off of Twitter. Wow. Yeah. What the heck?
It'd be if, like, Justin Bieber, who, you know, got drunk and drove, if Twitter had banned him off Twitter because he did some other stupid illegal thing off Twitter.
Or how about the Ayatollahs who call for death to Israel and death to the USA, and then they go tweet things, and no one seems to care.
This is like on Zoom when kids were suspended from school for doing stuff at home that their teacher saw on Zoom that broke school policy, well, off school grounds.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Copper, earlier in the day, I was calling you a conspiracy theorist about Will Smith. Now you're starting to win me over. Perhaps this is possible.
Uh-huh.
This was I don't know. Though he gave a very convincing tear, but he is an actor, so who knows? I don't know. Whatever. All right, we got a call coming in, so I'll let Copper grab that phone right now. Listen, folks, you want to call in right now, 866-494-9866. Will Smith was not on the Triple Dipper, but you know what? We'll talk about it. So let me just go ahead and grab line two, Lee from Huntsville. Lee, how are you doing today?
Great.
Oh, did we lose Lee?
Yeah.
What just happened? Just dropped right off like that? Wow.
She did, yeah.
I had Lee and lost Lee. All right, Lee, call back in if you want to. Folks, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. And then, crazy enough, Will Smith went up and won an Oscar later in the show. That was and does anybody care about the Oscars? I mean, Copper, okay. Oh, she's back on? Let me just grab that thing real quick. Line two, Lee from Huntsville again. Hey, Lee, how are you?
Hi, sorry, don't know what happened.
Okay, no worries. What's on your mind?
I was going to say, I also thought the whole thing was staged because, you know, they had no ratings and this got everyone talking. But I will say this, Chris Rock is not that great an actor. And I felt like he had a very hard time recovering afterwards. He didn't say things right or correct. And he made mistakes. I think he was genuinely thrown off. Not saying that it couldn't have been an acting job, but he's just not that good.
Yeah. And then the question is, is he that good of a comedian too? But nonetheless, yeah. All right. Well, Lee, I think, you know, time will tell. We'll see if the conspiracy theories pan out into actual news. But thanks for the call, Lee. Appreciate you very much. Let me grab line three, Joe from New Hope. Joe, Phil Williams on the right side. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil. Great to talk to you.
You as well, sir. What's on your mind?
Comment. With Will Smith, if Twitter is going to pull him off of their platform for that activity, shouldn't they pull anybody convicted of domestic violence off the platform as well?
One would think, and I'm sure there's plenty of them on there.
To think about.
It's a lot to think about, and you know what? I think Twitter's getting too big for their britches. I mean, it's just ridiculous, but Joe, thanks.
They're going to have to do a background check on everybody who comes on the platform.
Yeah, you got to have a top secret security clearance and be able to run 2 miles in record time. I don't know what we got to do here, but hey, Joe, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. All right, folks, you want to call in 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. We just had a little bit of an aside there. Talking about the Will Smith incident last night. What should we call this, Copper? We should give it a name. The Will Smith incident? What do we call it?
I don't know. The slap down?
The slap heard around the world? I don't know. But anyway, nonetheless, I think everybody knows what we're talking about. And Will Smith's always been one of my favorite actors. But if that was a legit tantrum he could have handled offline, I'm pretty sure he just dropped a few notches in my eyes. But anyway.
Oh, I had a dark thought.
What's that?
So, you know how in other socialist countries that have groupthink, people are managed basically by social pressure? That if you make a mistake, you experience social suicide. And we're just getting further and further into that. So you're not going to end up in jail, but you're going to get banned from Twitter?
Oh, well... Well, so you think that was death by Twitter for him?
Maybe.
Who knows? All right, take us to a break on that cheery note, and we will come back from this break. And maybe, unless you're calling in and want to talk about stuff, 866-494-9866, we may move to the next part of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it Union Dues or Union Blues. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Unions. What are they doing to our businesses in Alabama right now? Lots. We'll talk about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.